I'm Teresa from the Mighty Lily Whites, former Welsh Cup winners, and you are listening to the JD Welsh Cup podcast with Webber and Jonah.
So will Nomads keep their hands on one of the oldest cups in world football, or will it be TNS's turn to recover the silverware? Welcome to this preview podcast of the JD Welsh Cup final. Yes, it's Nomads against TNS. The thoughts of Mark Jonah Jones to come, and the thoughts of Kevin Druid's chairman as well, as they host, I'm sure, what will be a wonderful final. But first, let's get down to business. Let's hear from the managers. Andy Morrison's first.
We can be much sharper with the ball, we can be much brighter, we can make better decisions, we can put the ball into better areas, and maybe ask them more questions of them. But, you know, really pleased to come and come up with something different tonight, a different game plan. You know, we'll go in a completely different way of playing next weekend in the final. We just wanted to look at a few things tonight, and a few of things worked, a few things didn't, but, you know, it gives us food for thought.
Also good to see a bit of squad rotation tonight as well, obviously with the cup final in mind as well. Nice to see Jamie Insull get another 75 minutes as well tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult game to come in and play, but I just thought him and Andy were very honest and structured and stuck to what we wanted them to do. And I say, you know, without going back over, it's really disappointing to be as solid and organised and disciplined as we were and lose the game, you know, on a penalty decision. But yeah, they worked really hard, and they were, you know, they'll be better and fitter for it. And, you know, Jamie will play a significant part next season, you know, because, you know, he's coming late now and he's been out for a few, you know, a couple of years. And it's about him getting sharp now and being ready for next season.
And as I mentioned earlier, they haven't grabbed this trophy for a while. It's been missing from the cabinet, so they'll want it back. Here's Scott Rusko from the New Saints.
It's also a trophy that they won last year, so they'll be looking to keep hold of that, and they certainly won't want us getting our hands on it. It's important last week that we got the victory and finished 12 points clear of them, as I feel that it does still show that there's a gap there between, obviously, the rest of the teams in the league. Like you said, though, a cup final is a one-off occasion. Anything can happen. And we really have to be at our best to get anywhere near winning this trophy. And we're certainly not going to be thinking that just because we've won the last couple of games against them, it's going to be an easy game. We've talked about the Bala game where we were up, and then they got two goals at the end. And it was a six or seven out of ten game for us at the time. I think didn't really dominate. It wasn't the greatest spectacle, if I'm honest. But like we said, it's for me, we got through to the quarterfinals last time, and Connors Key beat us. So there's a little bit extra incentive this time. And also two top teams. You know, the league table doesn't lie. It's the two best teams in the league that finished. So it's a good spectacle for everybody to see. And one we're looking to make sure that we can get back with our name on that trophy after a small break.
Well, these two have fought out a tasty league battle this season, Jonah, and played each other quite a lot. Does familiarity breed contempt with these two, though, or will they be on edge for this extra special effort?
Yeah, do you know what, Mac? I knew you were going to ask this question, and I'm glad you did, because I think it's going to be a good cup final for the neutrals, because I don't think there's that much pressure, honestly. I don't think there's that much pressure on either manager, because I think both managers have performed really well this year. Look, Morrison, he didn't quite get his team the league title what he wanted, but they sustained a good challenge almost to the end. Like you said, they got to the Iron Brew Cup final, which was, I'm sure that has been a bit of a bonus in their season, and once again in the Welsh Cup final. So he's almost ticked the boxes, like you said, apart from winning a trophy, but they've still had a good season. TNS have gone on to win the league in style in the end. So even Scott, I think, you know, you're definitely right saying Connors Key, they want to retain their cup. They're desperate to retain their cup, win something. Scott will desperately want the cup because he wants the double. But either way, I think that it's a strange one where a loser could still say they've had a good season, which should encourage a good final, I think.
So with these two knowing each other so well, I wonder if it's going to be a moment of magic or madness that's going to decide this, as opposed to a couple of free-flowing goals.
As a supporter and as myself, you know, working for Scotia, we hope it's going to be a moment of magic. But Mac, every cup final has the chance, as you well know, every cup final has a chance where a moment of madness could win or lose you, well, could lose you the cup, and a moment of magic can win you the cup. But there's plenty of talent on both sides. You know, we've got a bunch of the best players in the league. So I just think, Mark, it could be, you know, there's no doubting last week's league encounter. I don't think it was a magical 1-0, shall we say, to TNS, and I don't think it set up many spectacular headlines on Scorio. So let's hope this week is exactly the opposite and they really go out and have a go at each other and produce us a special.
Well, we'll get your final thoughts on the game in a second, but what's also very important, Jonah, of course, is the venue. Let's hear from John Hughes, Kevin Druids chairman, absolutely delighted to be hosting the event.
Traditionally, Druids have always been at the forefront of the original Welsh Cup, and I think they played in the first one in Rhiwabon in 1879, I think it was, or 1876. So yeah, we're proud to host it, really are looking forward to it.
And what does it mean to the town of Rhosymedra and Cefnmawr as well that such a prestigious event is going to come to you in a few weeks' time?
Well, I think we're guaranteed of having an absolute full house because, as I said, you know, traditionally the town and the area is a football mad area, so yeah, it means a lot to the people that live in that particular catchment area, and we're looking forward to it.
And how big a role does the fact that this is the Rock playing this cup, does that benefit the Nomads, or is it truly a neutral venue, do you think?
I just think, Mac, it's the Welsh Cup final, and wherever you play it, right, once you're in that final, you know, none of these players are going to moan, Mac. You know, there's no what you would call prima donnas in these two leagues. They're all Welsh Premier League experience. It's not as if we're going back to days where the grass would be long and, you know, it's going to be a mud heap of a cup final. It's going to be a quality service at Kevin Druids' ground. I'm sure Hughie Grippers and company will be up sweeping it nice and early for us in the morning. And they're keen, you know, they're lovely people at Kevin Druids. They'll be so keen to have the final there. We just hope it's half full, at least, with supporters, all Welsh football supporters. But, you know, Mark, this is just drop right for everybody. Barry, obviously, you know, they put up a good semi-final. The other semi-final, you know, exactly the same. So I just think it's the two top teams in our league where it could be a special, Mac. It might not be, but I really think it could be a special, this one.
So come on then, get off the fence, because you always sit on the fence on these podcasts. Who's going to win? Score prediction.
No, I think, Mac, you have to be realistic and say their record at the moment, TNS's record at the moment, of something like 55 goals for and three or four against over the last 10 weeks obviously makes them favourite. But I went to the Iron Brew Cup final and I saw, as a lot of people did, Connachty Nomads should have come in 4-0 ahead of Ross County, who've just won the Scottish Championship. So they have it in their locker. Listen, if there was ever a time for Morrison, like, you know, like I said, I think he goes into it, some people think he's under pressure to win something. I think they've had a great season. So I think he might have half a free rein on this one. And they can produce on the day. Yeah, look, the smart money says TNS will win the cup. And it'll have to be a shock for Connachty to win the cup. So we'll say, yeah, a TNS win most probably, but don't underestimate them Nomads, because like I said, that first half performance up at Ross County, it could have been 3-4-0 and the cup should have been theirs.
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? Thank you very much for that, Jonah. Of course, the final is live on Scorio. It is the Nomads against TNS. Hope you tune in. Hope we'll speak to you soon.